Mexican President Vicente Fox is wrapping up his four-day tour of the American West with a stop in Los Angeles tonight. His trip coincided with the Senate's passage of an immigration bill, and Mr. Fox praised the legislation as a major step forward. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, not everyone praised Fox's timing or his message.
Fox's mantra in the U.S. this week has been succinct. Mexico is improving its education system, creating new jobs, and managing its economics, at times better than its neighbor to the north.
We will have an even budget this year, no deficit, which is different to what the United States has.
Drawing applause from business leaders like those gathered this morning in Sacramento was easy for Fox. Talking about immigration was trickier, especially in California, home to nearly 3 million illegal immigrants, most from Mexico.
Mexico wants to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Fox pledged Mexico's cooperation to a joint session of the California legislature just hours after the U.S. Senate passed its immigration bill that could give millions of illegal immigrants a path to U.S. citizenship. He said the news is what millions had been working and waiting for.
This will have a strong impact on the destiny and the lives of millions of peoples and families.
Applause was polite yet sparse during Fox's 22-minute speech, especially among the Republicans in the chamber. Many wore large yellow buttons reading No Mas, a call for no more illegal immigration. Some lawmakers boycotted the speech entirely, like Assemblywoman Sharon Runner.
Well, I think it's kind of hypocritical for us to have him here in the state of California when we're dealing with immigration issues. His country is not helping his people have jobs, so they're coming here illegally.
Fox fix Mexico!
Fox fix Mexico!
Fox fix Mexico!
Small crowds of protesters dogged the president at several stops. But despite Fox's mixed reception in the U.S., back home the timing of his visit worked. Fox cannot be reelected and is barred from campaigning for his party's candidate in this summer's tight presidential race. But here he was free to give what sounded more like stump speeches than official addresses. And Professor Barbara O'Connor of Cal State Sacramento says there was a political benefit, too, for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's facing re-election this fall.
He gets support from someone who's trying to help craft solutions and an entree to Hispanic voters. So these are the same voters he's going to be courting in the fall as well.
Fox and Schwarzenegger socialized last night at a Sacramento reception hosted by the governor. The two were clearly having a good time, laughing at jokes about their heavily accented pronunciation of California. Schwarzenegger ran with the lighthearted theme.
I mean, I just love Mexican art. I also love, of course, the food in Mexico and the tequila. Oh, man. And I'm not going to tell you, but I did get drunk a few times with the tequila in Mexico.
The giddy get-together was a stunning about-face for Schwarzenegger, who recently called for closing the border. But in a move that will please his conservative constituents, aides say Schwarzenegger told Fox he would send National Guard troops to the border as requested by President Bush, and he urged Fox to pass laws in Mexico that would make building cross-border tunnels illegal. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Sacramento.